What's up, guys? It's me, and me solo. So we're gonna get right into it. So usually, you know, the school members of the community know. Solo show. It's heavy. It's heavy stuff. Heavy stuff. And I guess this show will not be different. I'll get right into it to you guys. So it's been a wild year. In general, kind of always is, right? but this one in particular has been pretty wild. And I was talking to Nando a bunch about just the show and the community and where we all go from here. It's been a long time that we've been doing the show. And for a show that literally has my first name in it, you know, I don't pay attention to how many people listen very much. And a big reason for that is if any of really anybody that knows me, that knows the business side of my brain, it can get very obsessive. And this was never meant to be something that I got obsessed over. This was always going to be the type of thing that I wanted to have fun with. This was, to me, what I had always hoped kind of reality TV would always kind of feel like, where I'm in a room talking to my friends and my family. And Dear Albie has always been that for me. And I said I would only do the show for as long as I had fun with it and as long as it made sense. And it was something that I felt like, you know, people were enjoying, or at a bare minimum, at least I was having fun with it. When we came out with the show, I'll never forget this. We sat in the episodes for almost a year, and I was sitting in the gym in my mom's basement, and I timed it perfectly to what the announcement perfectly. But a year after we recorded the episodes, in some cases almost, the timing of the release is perfect to the statistically one of the worst times possible to promote something. And the reason was I felt that at the time, I was a 30-year-old kid recording a podcast in my mom's basement. And that was like the poster boy for just absolute, I mean, you know, like, especially at the time, hosting a podcast, it was like, my God, like, am I really going to be, you know, just so easy to make fun of? And I've always had kind of a, I think for as strong as I am mentally, at my core, I'm a pretty self-conscious dude. And we put it out, and I didn't check my phone for about 8 hours. And Nando texted me like crazy. Chris was texting like crazy, and it was, you know, it was you guys, you know. The show was one of the top shows in the world when it came out, and it was a very, very cool feeling. And all the comments were, we missed you guys. It wasn't, you're a loser, or you're this or that. It was all these amazing things. And I felt very lucky for that. and the last year, we've been getting really just, you know, so many life changes that are happening, right? And we've also dealt with a lot as a group of people, as a family unit. The last year has been, well, more than the last year. I mean, I don't know. I guess you'd say the last over a decade, but the last few years especially have been different. You know, you deal with a lot of things when you go down, you know, a public road, right? And it's tough sometimes to be in a place where you don't necessarily know what people are going to say next. Right, wrong, indifferent, just opinions overall. No matter how you're built, it kind of weighs on you a little bit. And I started a chapter in my life that I'm super proud of. Chels represented something in my life that I've just wanted for a long time, and that's calm. I'm still in a lot of ways not, but Chelsea is my com, and she is an incredibly amazing person, and I was excited to have a call with Sahiba and Sim with Nando, who we do the show with, a few months ago, and talk about, hey, you know, we're going to hand the show off to Chell. Like, I want Chell to kind of co-host with me and let's see where this whole thing goes. And we talked a lot about where the show would go and you know, what's going to happen next, you know, for us in the community. Because when I really, really look back at all the things that I've done career-wise in my life, if I have to pick one thing that truly, 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 for as much fun as I have with work, and I love what I do, and all the different people I work with, the projects I work on, you know, it brings me a lot of different places, and I have a lot of so much fun with it. I was talking to, you know, we haven't even gotten to a place where we can get into it, but I was really pumped to tell you guys. I got involved with, there's a music festival in Maryland I'm working with called Let's Go that, you know, has been a crazy journey. And, you know, since leaving Asbury, it's been, you know, just the main focus and a lot of fun, but, you know, curveball after curveball, and there's all these other projects that are happening, and that's always a fact of life and crazy. But for as much fun as that is, you know, this, to me, being in a room alone and talking and knowing that you guys are on the other side is what I love doing the most. I remember the moment we talked about doing the show. It was a Band-Aid segment that Chris came up with that was like, hey, let's do this. And, you know, we had fun with it for a day, and Chris was like, this could be a fun thing. And then, you know, kind of Nando took it from there. But it was never really meant to be something that I thought was going to be the thing that in my life that I could point to and say, this is where I feel the most normal. And one of the biggest reasons for that is when we have a show that talks about housewives, that's the only time I get hate mail. And it's stuff that's people that say, we didn't tune in for this. You know, we just love the questions. We went, let's get back to pineapples, right? And I always said I would stop doing the show the second I didn't have my heart in it anymore. And truth to the last however long, I don't know, I think I've just gotten very, very tired. And I did a lot of self-reflection in that time. There were a lot of different plans. There have been several. You guys know this. I say it all the time. We get some great plans for you on the show. Every single time that happens, it comes from a very sincere place, and I mean it. And it comes from whatever drive that I've got, you know, left in a brain that's very jaded, to be honest with you. About opportunities or energy to kind of do things that re-engage us, because frankly the community, what we've built here, always deserves it. And I made a speech at my wedding that I didn't expect to make, and we talked to, or I was handing a mic, and I said, I waited a long time to get married, and one of the things that was always in my head was, the world's gonna end. And I've talked about this on the show a bunch. There's a lot of evidence to point to in life right now that just isn't great. There's a lot of noise that isn't great. And in my personal life, to an extent, okay, or, you know, whatever, there's been a lot of noise, you know, that just, same thing. It's negative stuff that I don't believe in, that I know, you know, isn't the direction I want to see life going, or isn't the direction I feel like is real. And in the case of Chell, that kept me away from making a decision that was going to be the best decision of my life. And it's funny, I heard the term lean in from a producer one day. Brandon taught me that. He said, lean in. Like when certain things in a scene were not how I expected, just lean into it. That's where I learned it. And these days, leaning into the community is something that I want to truly embrace and do. I questioned a ton whether or not the show would continue, whether or not I can continue just coming on here and having fun. And I've learned that just the same as, you know, leaning into a future that is bright, you have to do that when things look bleak. You have to be able to, in life, kind of rally around in an identity of positivity that I feel we as a community can represent. Because I don't have fun listening to the news. I don't have fun talking about, you know, just where the world's headed. But in this world, the community that we've built, I love getting in front of a microphone every day and talking to you guys, especially when I'm not stressed. And you can't in life, I had to take my own advice. It's an advice show, but I had to kind of take my own. You can't in life show up when it's convenient for you. That's not how it works. And there are lessons that you learn along the way that tell you every once in a while, you got to put your adult pants on and just say, ready, set, go. And I thought I was the type of guy that really looked up and studied and prepared himself. But I wasn't prepared for the things that set us backwards on the timing of this new version of Dear Albie. And, you know, we had a fun plan. We're shuffling things around. But it's going to turn into something new now. Because in thinking about the future, we've been forced to think about it a little bit differently. And there are a lot of... It's weird when you come from a world that led a lot of normal folks feel like they were important for a while. You have options of sharing news. And timing things in ways that make you feel important. I don't need to feel any more important than I feel right now as a part of this. And how great you guys have been, which is what makes this cool and what made me want to tell you guys first. Dear Albie's going to change because I guess we're going to find out soon. There might be two of us. Baby Manzo's due in the fall. I fucking love you guys.